Good morning. I would like to call the opening of the biz meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from respective parish journals as evidence that fact numbers 44322 through 44323 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale and no tracts will be recommended to be withdrawn, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received one bid on track 44322, advertised as 55 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 5 acres. 5 acres. The bidder is Magnolia Production Company, LLC. Magnolia Production Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,250. $1,250, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $625. $625. Royalties are 23.5%. We received one bid on track 44323. Advertises 2016.18 acres. And the bid is for a portion containing 31.02 acres. 31.02 acres. The bidder is Tana Exploration Company, LLC. Tana Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,755. $7,755, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $3,877.50. $3,877.50. Royalties are 22%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Yes, it's, we had it all weekend. 4th of July. it rained all day. It's unusual summer. We haven't really had that much hot weather.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my God. We, that may be us, too.
Good morning. I roll call Mr. Arnold, Mr. Segura, Mr. Schutz,
here.
Mr. Bruyette,
here.
Mr. Cordero,
here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Klein, Mr. Hyde. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Since we didn't have a May board meeting, staff did felt it was necessary to read in the record that in May 2015 there were some 1,744 active leases covering nearly 720,000 acres. And the G&E staff did review some 115 leases covering approximately 55,000 acres. As of today, there are 1,696 active leases covering nearly 704,000 acres. And the G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 120 leases covering approximately 50,000 acres. And of that 120, there are three leases discussed in more detail today. Our first lease is State Lease 2620, Lake Pelto Field. Texas Petroleum Investment and Castex Energy Partners are our lessees. The committee last reviewed this lease on November 13, 2014. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept Apache's report and that they spud one of the two drill locations by June 30, 2015, or release a portion of the undeveloped acreage. By letter dated June 24, 2015, Texas Petroleum Investment reported that they had acquired Apache's interest on this lease at the end of 2014 and that they were in no position to spud a well by June 30, 2015. But rather ask for additional time to evaluate the lease. And the staff is recommending that TPIC be granted until January 13, 2016 to commit to the drilling of a well by the second quarter of 2016 or release a portion of the undeveloped acreage. Are there any questions? Moving on, essentially what we have here, we brought these two portions of State Lease 340 to the board just last month. Basically what we were seeking is some partial releases that were due the mineral board. We realized after last month that we put them on too short of a fuse. We had said in our letter or recommended to the board that they have their releases completed by July 1st. We've since then realized that was a little too short of a fuse. So we're recommending that we give them additional time and then we give them till August 31st, 2015. And if they don't make that date with the releases, then by September 9th, they'll need to make an appearance before the board. Again, that applies to both these selections of State Lease 340. Are there any questions? If not, Mr. Bradbury.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, good morning. I have some staff report here concerning force majeure. We've had three requests in the past month. Of these, we received one from Daydreams Resources on behalf of Bay Gas, who's our lessee. Daydreams is the operator of record. They requested recognition of a force majeure for State Lease 19930 due to high water of the Mississippi River preventing them access to the well's location to perform downhole drilling or reworking operations. The color details on this is where this is located is outside the protection levee of the Mississippi River along the shore, and when the water gets up to about 35 feet, once it gets above that point, the water starts surrounding the well's location. In this case, it was producing at that time. During that period of time, on May 2nd, the well went down. They did some diagnostic work, determined that they had a hole in the casing. They're going to have a rig to put on location to fix the thing. And because the water is up around the location, they can't just drive a rig onto the location to get to the well. So we're going, our recommendation was to suspend the clock as of May 2nd, which was the beginning of the force majeure period. And then we will revisit this matter at the October board meeting if the waters haven't come down by then. If they come down, then they will have 90 days from the time they get down below 35 feet at the Natchez Landing to initiate downhole drilling or reworking operations on the well. The second two matters, we had a request. We denied a request from S2 Energy on operating agreement A0328 and State Lease 14832. Operating agreement A0328 actually expired under its own terms last September, so we couldn't recognize that. State Lease 14382 was shut in. Their claim was a pipeline condition. What they were doing is they were buying makeup gas from the pipeline system, and the pipeline company started receiving high volumes of condensate in their line, and because they're taking out of a line, they started producing OCS oil at their platform, or they were taking OCS oil and running it through their platform and putting it back in a system. So the pipeline company said, we can't do this, so they shut them down completely. We looked at it and determined that in reading of the language and force majeure, the policy and their language in the existing lease, it did not cover this type of situation. So since it did not qualify as a force majeure, we denied their request for force majeure on this matter. The third item was staff denied a request for force majeure from Rapier Resources for State Lease 2995. They had requested this on behalf of Toast Petroleum et al. We have several operator or lessees of record on that track. Rapier is the operator of record. They had requested a recognition of the force majeure because originally a lack of rig availability. The problem is the reason they can't get a rig is they don't have the money to get a rig. And that's not covered under force majeure. So the staff denied recognition of the force majeure on that too. Other than that, I've got nothing else.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comment at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff. Mr. Cordero has a motion. Second from Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Sanders. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Segura. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Brouillette.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Klein, Mr. Hike. We have a quorum, and I appoint Emil Fontenot to present the agenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, gentlemen. Approval by the board was previously granted to the staff to process and advertise two tracts in the Official Journal of the State and in the Official Journal of the Parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. For the July 9, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 39 nominations for advertisement. 59 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the September 9, 2015 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. For the September 10, 2014 mineral lease sale, this office received 29 nominations for advertisement. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received in the Office of Mineral Resources for the September 9th, 2015 mineral lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and a second, please. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Schutz. Any public comment on this item? Any comments from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item is a request by staff that the fees for permits to conduct seismic, geophysical, and geological surveys upon state-owned lands and or water bottoms, as previously set by the board resolution dated July the 9th, 2014, expire on July 7th, 2015, and to again set the fees pursuant to revised statute 30:215, commencing July the 8th, 2015, as presented in the enclosed resolution in your packet.
Okay, and a motion and second, please. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Bruyette. Any public comment on this item? Any comments from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Second, and a motion and second to close the meeting. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Schutz. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee's closed. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Ms. Newman.
Good morning.
I'd like to take a roll. I'll take a roll for the audit committee. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schust?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Bruyere?
Here.
Mr. Hike? With myself, we do have a quorum. Ms. Newman, I appoint you.
Thank you. As of June 30th, 2015, field audit collections totaled $2,768,680. This included $2,752,517 in exceptions, $8,349 in interest, and $7,814 in penalties. We closed one audit in the month of June, and one new audit was engaged, bringing the current number of open royalty audits to 59. Royalties collected in June 2015 totaled $23,609,551 as compared to $45,258,081 for the month of June 2014. Fiscal year royalty collections total $432,915,449 when compared to last year's royalties of $560,690,610. Monthly royalty reports submitted in June totaled 383. It included 134 SR1s for oil, 186 for gas, and 63 for plant products. The current average oil price per barrel as of June 30th, 2015 is $62.56 as compared to the price at the same time last year, which was $108.47. This is a decrease of $2.37 per barrel since the previous month. The current average gas price per MMBTU as of June 30th, 2015 is $2.77 compared to the same time last year when it was $4.57. It is a decrease of 6 cents per MMBTU since the previous month. And now for the good stuff. Item number one is a request to place Clovelly Oil Company, LLC on demand for unpaid audit exceptions. We are requesting authority to place them on demand for an audit covering January 2007 through December 2012. Clovelly was billed $171,137.76 on September 15th and on October 28th, 2014. Payment under protest with a response letter was received by OMR on November 26, 2014. In accordance with the existing board resolution, since the audit issues were not resolved within 6 months, the sum paid under protest was returned to Clovelly on June 15, 2015. The amount determined by this staff remains due and owing. A pre-demand was sent to Clovelly. Staff does not believe that further effort to resolve the outstanding audit issues will be fruitful. The AG's office is in agreement with this request.
You have heard staff's report and recommendation. Can I have a motion, please?
Ask a quick question.
Sure, Mr. Morgan, a question.
Rachel, just so I'm clear, they owed $171,000 and change. You said payment was made under protest. What was the amount of the payment that was made? What was the amount of the payment that they made? Was it the full
amount? It was the full amount under protest, correct.
Mr. Sanders, you had a question?
Yes, I do. Good morning, Ms. Rachel. We discussed this at the other day on the agenda.
Yes, sir.
Meeting. Are we in the process of changing or recommending a change to our board policy that caused us to return $171,000?
Yes, sir. I received a draft of the updated resolution yesterday, and we are meeting this week to discuss updating the procedures.
My comments aren't critical or anything like that or judgmental, but legal advise that we're going to have a sort of an outline of what we might be thinking about on the changing that policy. Yet?
I don't have, there is a draft. I don't have anything currently today to present to the board.
It'll be ready for us by next month, you think?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Hike?
In that draft, you think include some methodology of not returning the money? I mean, I don't quite understand why we need to return the money. Why couldn't the state retain that money and simply bill them for the difference?
Yeah. I think that's a legal issue. I'm going to let him address it.
Mr. Hike, we're operating under a resolution that was passed on August 8th, 2012, which required the return of the money after the six-month term. As Rachel indicated, Stacy and I and Rachel have been talking about this. Mr. Sanders brought up some issues at our pre-meeting last week. Our intention is to, in fact, rescind the policy which requires the return of the money, and we would retain that money until resolution is achieved. In this particular case, the actual full amount was paid, so it wasn't like it was a partial payment under protest. It was, in fact, the full amount. But we returned that in accordance with the existing policy.
I got you. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Thank you very much, Counselor.
And to be clear, if I may, since we've had a lot of discussion about returning the funds, the request today is just to place them on demand. The funds have already been returned in accordance with the resolution, so today's request is just to place them on formal demand.
Moved by Mr. Schuster to accept staff recommendation.
Sanders, second.
Second by Mr. Sanders. Any further comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing no one opposed, that motion passes. Item two.
Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for July 2015 gas is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the C. Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you. There's no action needed on that. Can a motion to adjourn, please?
Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Schuster. Any comments or questions? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rachel.
Just a minute before we... open the legal and title controversy committee. We need to reopen nomination and track just to clarify one thing.
Go ahead, Ms. Faulkner.
As reported in item three, as far as setting the fees, we wanted to clarify that the fees are to remain the same as the 2014-2015 year period. So this is an additional, there's no additional action needed. We just wanted to clarify that the fees stay the same.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Call to order the legal and title controversy committee. Mr. Heck, are you going to present this morning, sir?
Yes, sir. Y'all need to take a roll.
Mr. Arnold, Mr. Segura, Mr. Schutz, Mr. Cordero, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mr. Briette, Mr. Klein, Mr. Morton, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Hike. Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Thank you very much. Mr. Heck?
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Item number one is a request for a lease amendment by and between the state and Petro Hunt for state lease number 4219. And what it does, it adds the new force majeure and the other clauses that are required to be added when a lease is amended. It's on the docket as item number 15-17, and the staff does recommend final approval.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Any public comment on this motion? The board comment or objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Item number two is a request for final approval of an operating agreement by and between the state of Louisiana and Hillcourt covering a portion of former state lease 19978 in Terrebonne Parish. And it's on the docket as item number 15-18, and the staff does recommend final approval of that lease amendment.
What's your pleasure, the board?
Make a motion to approve. Staff's recommendation.
Here a second. Thank you. Have a second. Any public comment? Any board comment or objection? Hear none. Motion carries. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Item number three is a request for final approval of an amendment to the exclusive geophysical agreement that was made between the board and Energy 21 to add additional acreage that came open when a lease within the boundaries of the exclusive geophysical was released and additional acreage was discovered. And it's on the docket as item number 15-19, and we'll be paid additional money for that additional acreage added. And the staff does recommend that it be final approval.
I make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Motion. Thank you for the second. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or objection? Hear none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Item number four is an update by the staff on legislation to be given by other members.
Staff has prepared a spreadsheet summarizing some legislative bills that may be of interest to the board. It's in your packet. A copy of it would look like this. Some of these are directly related to mineral board issues. Others are tangential. The first two would be HB 455, which defined the ownership line at Falls River for state acreage. And in conjunction with that, if you look at the bottom of the first page, HCR 230 extended the Falls River Watershed Council. It's a related legislative matter. The Falls River Watershed Council is the one of the entities that's approving the line of ownership. There may be some question about whether minerals are affected by that. I think that's an unclear issue at this point. The next one was HB 549, and it changed the exemption for horizontal wells. Right now, horizontal wells have 100% exemption, and it created a tiered system based on the price of oil so that that 100% would be reduced to, for instance, 80% given a certain price of oil. And there was also a similar tiered system for natural gas. HB 784 changes the amount of fees collected on mineral leases for the Oil and Gas Regulatory Fund from $5 to $15 an acre. If you look at page 2, SB 41 did not pass, but it would. It's of interest to the board, I think, because of our process of changing our lease. Right now, the this has to do with oil field site restoration, orphaned oil fields, and the Secretary of DNR has authority to recover restoration costs if the costs exceed $250,000. This bill would have reduced that to $50,000, so making the ability to recover costs broader. SB 79 dealt with some procedural issues for basically legacy suits. And it's mostly procedural and fairly tangential. Next page is SB 88, which dealt with some issues relating to the changes. Conventional oil and gas fields are pools, can be tapped by one particular well, a vertical well. With the change in shale drilling and horizontal drilling through there and fracking, the concepts that have been established for unitization are not exactly fitting. So this bill changed the definition of drilling unit slightly. I expect we'll see more of this as we go along. SB 122 had to do with when mineral revenues will be put into the stabilization fund. It increased the base from $850 million to $950 million. SCR 46 was a policy bill which expressed the state's right to be sovereign over its waters. SCR 89 established a task force to study the orphan well program and the performance audit of that program.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, back up on 122.
Yes.
46. That is a result of the Waters Act.
SCR 46. It was an expression of legislative intent for this, that the state of Louisiana has the right to manage its own water resources.
You're generally familiar with the congressional bill that's being promoted for the Waters Act, the federal government controlling all water.
It may have been a response to that, or it may have been an anticipation of, I think the EPA has recently tried to expand its jurisdiction over waters. It was it's kind of hard for me to say exactly what the intent was.
Thank you.
It was a very brief
and very broadly worded measure. So let's see, we're on, we just did, yes. So we're on SCR 105 by Gallo, and if you'll read that in conjunction with the one just below it, which is SB 148, 148 would have had a lot of impact for the board, for the state's mineral interests. It was changing the imprescriptible mineral rights of the state, and it would have amended the Constitution. It failed to pass, but was converted to a study resolution, which is SCR 105, and so the Louisiana Law Institute has been asked to study that that issue, and so we may see it again. And then SCR 115, similar to the False River bills on the first page, Lake Providence didn't have any sort of governing body, and so now they do have a watershed council. So are there any questions or comments?
The board, a question or comment?
I do. As a SCR 89, what was the reason for that? And did the secretary, is this something that you considered necessary?
This was brought about by Senator Allam. I believe he felt it was necessary after looking at his oil field site restoration bill, lowering the amounts where we could go and collect. He felt that while that bill was likely going to be defeated, that it needed some further analysis. So I think he's taking a look at the recommendations of the performance audit, and the issues that were for legislative intent, or some of them that'll be looked at further, so he may be prepared to file a bill next session to address some of his concerns. So we've had discussions, sent out letters to folks seeking the membership that was laid out by the resolution, and probably we'll have our first meeting sometime in September. But many of the issues that may be looked at and have been looked at in the performance audit response by the Office of Conservation are things that are addressed in that draft lease form, such as financial security and some of those things. So there'll be some looking at those again, comparing to other states, just gathering additional information and making sure everyone knows what the Office of Conservation has done with their rulemaking efforts and what's been put in place already.
My second question would be with regards to HB 549. Is that expected to result in additional funds for the state? Or what is the impact?
I believe so.
What is the impact of that?
There'll be fewer exemptions from severance tax, so that would tend to increase revenue.
We don't know what the was there a fiscal note to that?
There probably was.
There is a fiscal note on it, but I don't believe there's any impact next year because of the price of oil. As the price would increase, you would see an impact to the state. I think the early versions of the bill and the early fiscal impact statement saw an increase immediately, and that through compromise was changed in the legislative process. No impact next year.
So I think $70 and $80 are the break-off for the different tiers, and we're at in the 50s right now.
Interesting. It's interesting that Senator Adler would propose that. Just curious.
What they do to our budget, Jim? Did they cut our budget, or?
I'll let Steve answer that.
All right. As far as DNR's budget, we've got roughly a $4 million decrease in general fund revenue. We had some underfunding within the budget within House Bill 1. However, the fee bill that was passed for the Office of Conservation shows will allow us to have what is projected as about a $5.5 million increase in fees that will come to the agency. So we're hoping that what you will see is basically a wash in funding. We do have some BA7 budget amendment actions that will have to take place later on during the year to get those funds. We can collect them, we just can't spend them. So we'll have to do that to sort of balance things out and redistribute the funds. We have, you know, in preparation of the reductions, not knowing if we were going to get those fees through the legislature, we did, you know, look at some ways to reduce our costs, and we will continue implementing those reductions that we think were reasonable and cost effective, and you know, still allow us to provide the service. And we'll look at other ways that we can continue to make improvements in the department with the funds that we are provided, both in the Office of Conservation and Mineral Resources, Coastal Management, all the offices.
Anything else, sir? Chairman has one question.
Yes, sir.
Did the agency promote any of the bills that we've had discussed here this morning, or initiate those activities, or most of it by industry?
I would say the bill that we were most involved in was the one with the conservation fee change. Would be the one that we were most involved in. It was something that I believe in response to the performance audit that was done by the legislative auditor on the Office of Conservation, industry came out and spoke publicly that they would like to see an increase in the financial support they provided to the Department of Natural Resources. So industry was certainly supportive of that fee change, and we worked closely with folks to make sure that the fee change was something that you know, was in the right areas. Now, what industry didn't anticipate was that we were going to go from $100 barrel oil to where we are at the time that the fee was passed. And so I do believe we would have seen a larger increase had we not seen that reduction, because we have had a lot of support from folks. It's just bad time.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Okay, there was no action on that, right?
No action.
Right. Okay, item number five, excuse me, is a request by the staff to rescind a policy resolution dated March 10th of 1966, which established a policy whereby the secretary of the board was delegated by the board authority for hiring and firing of employees. Now, this resolution, of course, predated the establishment of the Department of Natural Resources, and therefore is really no longer necessary. So the staff is recommending that this particular policy be done away with.
Anybody object to that?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Do I hear a second? Thank you. You have the second. Is there any public comment on this motion?
Stacy's in favor of it.
Any board comment? Any objection by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you very much.
Next item is a request by the staff to rescind another policy resolution dated June the 15th of 1956, which established the way that outside counsel was paid to handle title dispute cases, which established that they would be paid half up front and half at the conclusion of the case. But that particular issue is handled now through the Attorney General's office, and therefore the staff is requesting that this particular policy be rescinded.
Which was dated June 15, 1959.
59. What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry, 59.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Chu. Any public comment on the motion? Board comment or objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, next item is a request by the Attorney General's office to extend the escrow period granted to Hillcore Energy et al. Dealing with title dispute property affecting state leases 724, 21-150, 21-152, and 21-157 in Terrebonne Parish, In this particular instance, there has been a proposed settlement which has been accepted, and the additional time is necessary just to put the words down on paper and get everybody on board. And so they're requesting that additional time until November the 11th of 2015 be granted, in which all of the issues should come before the board for final approval, and the staff does recommend the additional time.
What's the board's pleasure?
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you very much for the report. Thank you, sir. Is there any public comment on this matter? Board comment or objection? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. The next items are in executive session. There are three suits involving BHP Billiton, excuse me, Petroleum Properties et al. Versus Ernest M. Turner III et al. And they involve in suits number C-145647, suit C-145648, and C-145651, all in the 26th Judicial District Court in Bossier Parish. That's to be an executive session. The last item is between Hall Ponderosa versus the state, docket item 35585 in the 39th Judicial District Court in Red River Parish, and they're all in executive session.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Thank you. Your second? Objection? In executive session. Thank you.
I make a motion to come out of executive session.
Second. The objection to motion. Out of executive session. Thank you. Ready, Mr. Heck?
Yes, sir. There were four items presented to the board in executive session, and the Attorney General's office is asking for authority to negotiate in all four of them. And so the staff does recommend that that authority be given.
Chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the second. Any public comment on this motion? Any board comment or objection to the motion? Thank you. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Heck.
And that's the last item on the agenda.
Motion to adjourn. Thank you. Adjourn.
Roll call. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Bruyette.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Height.
Here.
We have a quorum. I hereby convene the docket review committee and appoint Mr. Dennis to please present the agenda.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
The docket's going to be in two parts today. And for part one, the staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the July 8, 2015 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items number 1 through items number 4. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items 24. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 4. And this completes the staff's recommendations for Part 1 of the Docket Review Committee.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Sanders.
Are there any public comments at this time? I have a motion from Mr. Sanders. Sorry, a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Sanders to approve the report and recommendations by the staff. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Dennis, would you please present the resolution?
Okay. This would be part two. Resolution number 15-07. It is a proposed resolution regarding the fee authorization by Louisiana Revised Statutes 30:128 in the amount of $100 for receiving, researching, and processing requested transfers and assignments of leases of minerals or mineral rights owned by the state. The fee will be applied to each lease for which an interest is requested to be transferred or assigned, and a copy of this resolution is included in your materials. The staff recommends that the State Mineral Energy Board adopt resolution number 15-07, and this will conclude the docket review committee agenda recommendations.
Are there any public comments at this time? Are there any comments from the staff? From the board? From the board.
What was it before?
It was $100 per assignment.
So it's the same?
This would be $100 per lease within an assignment. In other words, an assignment might have one state lease. It would be $100 to process that. Or an assignment can have two or more, and it would be $100 per lease that's in the assignment.
What does that generate?
$5 million?
Do we know?
I'll answer that question. We looked at it from fiscal year 2003 through fiscal year 2015, and it would be about $55,000 extra per year.
It sounds to me like that's pretty cheap. I don't know.
I think the staff would concur with that comment. It's just that we're statutorily mandated to charge $100. The only leeway is whether it's per instrument or per lease. For example, if Company A sells three leases to Company B, currently they would be charged $100 for those three. Under the new structure, it would be $300.
That money stays within DNR offers?
It does for the operation of the office, yes.
You ought to think about that, Mr. Secretary.
I make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Second, Sanders.
I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mrs. Sanders. All in favor? Any opposed? Staff recommendations are approved.
I have one question. On item B, or the first item, category B, item 10, the correction resolutions. I noticed that the state lease is 542 and 543. Does that require a governor's signature?
No.
Does not, because it's a resolution correction?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions? I need a motion and a second to adjourn the docket review. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Schutz. The docket review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will start on lease sale at 11 o'clock.
You said just let me know the dates.
Stay calm.
I'd like to call our regular meeting and lease sale to order, please.
I don't know.
Roll call.
Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Segura. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Briette? Mr. Klein? Mr. Morton? Mr. Lambert? Mr. Height? Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the June 10th, 2015 minutes. Move by Mr. Briette, second by Mr. Height. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion is carried. Also need a motion to adopt the committee recommendations. A, Lease Review Committee. B, Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee.
Sanders, move.
Move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Bruyere. Any comments or questions from the board? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Item 4 is going to executive session. We're going to bypass that and do everything in the open today. Can I have the staff's recommendations, please?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today we received bids on 100% of the tracks advertised.
thank you.
That only happened one other time that I'm aware of, and that was in May of this year. the staff has reviewed the bids, and they are recommending that both bids accepted on the two tracks that received bids, that they be accepted.
Thank you. You have heard staff's report and recommendation. Give a motion to approve.
Move,
Senator. Move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Height, to award the two leases as read earlier today. Is any board member comments or questions? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, those leases are awarded. Announcements?
The total for today's lease sale is $9,005. That's also the fiscal year-to-date total since this is the first month of the fiscal year. We have a new employee in the Office of Mineral Resources, Curry Shercliffe. Corey, stand up. She's a geologist in the geology and engineering section, and we're happy to have her on staff.
Welcome aboard.
Since we last met, we've had a couple of board members with birthdays. Mr. Segura had a birthday on June 15th, and Mr. Smith, happy birthday. He had a birthday on June 29th. The quarterly mineral revenue and production report is posted on the website, and Becky will be emailing a link to that report this afternoon to all the board members. And finally, the annual Sunrise to Sunset seminar will be held in New Orleans at the Roosevelt Hotel on August 26th and 27th. And if any of the board members would like to attend, please let Becky know so she can register you.
I do have a couple more announcements concerning chairmanships of committees. I'd like to appoint Mr. Dan Bruyere as chairman of the Lease Review Committee. And Vice Chairman of the Lease Review Committee, Mr. Michael Morton. Mr. Darrell Smith, I'd like to appoint you as Chairman of the Audit Committee. And I miss Mr. Ted Hike as our Vice Chairman of the Audit Committee. Any further items on the agenda? Take a motion to adjourn, please.
Move, Sanders.
Move by Mr. Sanders. Second by Mr. Smith. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you.